I am next to the stage. Chicago actress, this is Debbie Banos.
Space-time or Sprite? The whole of the universe can be felt in a sigh, just like millions of fizzes at a pop of a can, going in and out of focus on the blades of a fan, like frames in stop-motion time. I wrote that poem about a fan 5 years ago. I've been meditating on fans, being a fan, having fans, anti-fans, and ultimately what makes a thing, person, place, etc. worthy of having fans. What is it that makes me become a fan? Something extraordinary, a deep voice that reverberates and defies understanding, a moral compass that fights injustice in a spandex jumpsuit, inexplicable godlike talent. I have fallen in love with celebrities, fictional characters, and dead men. I have a list. Benedict Cumberbatch, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Mr. Darcy, William Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe, Johnny Depp, Prince Hamlet of Denmark, Dan Stevens, Snape, Severus Snape, Hugh Laurie, Pablo Neruda, and Batman, to name a few. If only they met me, they would love me. They would love me. Like many of us humans, I live in the liminal space between narcissism and low self-esteem. I dwell on my anti-fans, antagonists, rather than my fans, my adoring public. Still number one of my arch nemesis. He sits in a dark auditorium, cross-legged, with hiking boots and long, dexterous, soft fingers massaging his thoughts into submission. I stopped caring, he says. You were just boring. 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 Maybe you should wear a dress, some heels. Still, of myself, the not even the damsel, more like the best friend. I'm walking down the street, tall, with hard, masculine lines, sure, determined, a domineering presence with percussive steps in charge. In a gesture of power, I adjust my cuff. I look up with serene stillness and see my reflection in the window. So disappointing. Disheveled hair. Hard lines do not, have never existed on my body. And everyone towers over my 5'2" frame. My posture's out of line and phrases from people flood into my mind. Tuck your butt in. People don't walk like that. Pull your chin down. If you lost 20 pounds, I could totally see you playing the girl who people fall in love with. Side boob! I had a dream about revolutionary cat brothers that rivaled Che Guevara in magnetism and bravery, and winding Titanic-like stairwells that led down into a lair of change. Change worthy of setting the world on fire while the institution loomed on the outside, oblivious of its impending doom. You really need to say things in your head before you open your mouth. Your beautiful little mouth. His gap tooth smile encouraging everyone to laugh. I did think. I thought it was interesting. I thought it would extrapolate to an interesting conversation about symbols and desires. I tried really hard to be quiet. But I can only bite my tongue so long until I say some other weird thing. In March of 2014, I watched Matthew McConaughey accept the Oscar for Best Leading Actor. And I was dumbfounded by his speech. I mean, if anyone heard it, this guy said that he was his own hero. I watched him with my mouth open as if I was listening to some lunatic rambling about how the earth was flat or watching Tommy Wiseau's The Room for the first time. I went home and I looked it up. I had to like read it again. This is what he said. Matthew McConaughey, you guys. Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, "Who's your hero?" I said, "I thought about it. You know who it is? It's me in 10 years. So I turned 25. 10 years later, that same person comes to me and says, "So are you a hero?" And I was like, "Not even close. No, 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 no." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because my hero's at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero's always 10 years away. I slowly, reluctantly started to change my mind about the speech. Why didn't I have this confidence? The confidence to be my own hero, my own fan. I was just subjecting myself to everyone's preconceived notion of what I needed to be. Things I'm not. Tall, skinny, linear thoughts, meek, put together, normal. When has anyone been a fan of normal? OMG, OMG, I am such a fan of normal soda. It's never flat and it doesn't have a kick to it. So it never influences my mood. I always feel the same after I have one. Still number two of my arch nemesis. He sat in a dark auditorium, leaning back with brown hiking boots on the back of old blue chairs. He was relaxed, focused, with a piercing stare. I invisibly sat behind him. What if I was my friend? Would I keep repeating and replaying these scenes of devaluation? Never. If I was my own fan, I would say, "I love your work. I love the fact that you strive to be better. I love the fact that you truly believe in compassion. I love the fact that you love art and science. It's remarkable how easily you understand concepts and ideas." And I would have to swallow all of my self-doubt and self-criticism and say, "Thank you. Thank you."
Thank you, Debbie. I really like the term anti-fan instead of like hater. Like if you just like control F replace all Taylor Swift lyric hater with anti-fan, it would sound like Jack Kirby wrote it, I think. Like 10 of you get that, and God bless your hearts.